If you work as a manufacturing facilities engineer, installing a new piece of equipment can be as complex as the machinery itself. From prep work to alignment and testing, it's your team's job to put it all together. That's why it's good to have Grainger on your side. With industrial-grade products and next-day delivery, Grainger helps ensure you have everything you need close at hand through every step of the installation. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Lowe's knows that no matter your paint project, saving is at the top of your list. That's why when you shop today, you can buy one, get one free select Valspar and HGTV Home by Sherwin-Williams one coat coverage interior paints via rebate. Shop these deals in-store or online today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. Discount taken at time of purchase. See sales associate for details. Offer valid 8/21 through 9/3.
Least amount of words ever played in the song of the day is The Hustle by Van McCoy and the Soul City Symphony from 1975. 464-5685. One is bad, 10 is good. Text your rating on the Sauter Heyman Jewelers song of the day.
Before we get to a score, can we just please, Steve, go through the lyrics a little bit?
They actually have lyrics to this song.
Yeah.
The Hustle. 1975. What was 75?
Better times.
Oh, my God. Better times. Better. Do it. Do it. Do it. Do the hustle. And then, you know, they play the song. They have it. They have it written down several times. Yes. Do the hustle. Do the hustle. Do the hustle. Do the hustle. So they did write down the lyrics. Van McCoy.
Van McCoy and, yeah, the Soul City Symphony.
So Jake yesterday was doing, I mean, that's what you were dancing to.
Doing the hustle over there.
Yes, and Ellie was watching him. Strangely watching Jake dance to Do the Hustle. By Van McCoy.
That's what was going on when I saw you.
I guarantee that's what was happening.
Stressful job.
You could just hear that song playing, Steve, during our time.
Yes.
It was always in the background, though, for me. It was never like, hey, make sure and turn that up a little bit. No. It was like, yeah, it was background. Mm-hmm. Very interesting. Very interesting. Pretty good.
Really good.
Really good. And just, I don't
Without
know why.
Words, really.
I don't even know why.
Just a happy sound.
I have no idea why. But it was just, and that would just, it'll go on forever. And it's solid. It's solid. It's a 7884.
Ooh, okay. We're on the same page.
7884.
It's a layered song. There was in our PE classes when we would do the, you know, they would teach us dance, yeah. The disco part. And that was a big song then. 75. Yeah, it's just perfect timing. The junior high. I like that song because it's layered. There's that part in the song where it's almost kind of like, it's pensive, like you kind of think
pensive.
When it goes.
Without words,
I don't even know. It's probably the only song that can kind of, I know the song right away, and there's only four lyrics
That's
of the
it.
Whole thing.
Do the hustle, so, do it.
I mean, they're doing that. It's upbeat. Then there's that part though where it's kind of like, okay, let's think a little bit and do the hustle.
No, yeah, just go back. Do it.
Yeah, a great song. Really, really creative on your part. Thank you.
Thank you. Yeah. Thanks.
I appreciate it. It was beautiful. Solid 8.0.
Nice.
How will Rudy do with a song with really no lyrics at all?
Okay. He liked
6-1.
He liked it.
6-1.
Solid vibe. 7-1. He says, I think they forgot the lyrics, though.
No,
they didn't forget.
They did not forget.
Unfortunately,
Rudy,
that's all there is to it.
Just do the hustle. It. Some ratings here before we get to the mailbag. Rod in Lincoln says, Disco Wednesday, 7. Shamia, yeah. 7.5. Sandmaster in KC, 6.2. 8.5 from Houston says, more flute, please. More flute.
Well, there was some flute, right?
There was.
Mike and Dalton, 8.6. High scores so far. Ryan in California, 2.5.
Ryan's down.
Pops in Minnesota, 3. Wink, 8. Who Clemens? Bird! 6!
Whoa!
High from Bird.
Whoa!
Pretty high from Bird.
Nice.
Nick in Minnesota, 3.7. No thanks, he says on that one.
Okay, that's fine.
Rubber Duck, says 7. Amazing instrumental there. Will in Fullerton at Apply Connect, 7.5.
He's driving right now. What do you give?
7.5.
Thank you, Will.
Pretty solid.
He's driving to Denver. Be safe.
Wait, God, you know that.
What do you think he's doing out in Denver?
I don't know.
Fixing issues, I'm sure.
All of a sudden, we're getting some things going out there.
There's a lot going on in Denver.
Will's going to solve all their problems.
White Sharpie says, I thought I was in the waiting room, 2.3.
Yeah. The waiting
room? Like at the doctor's office.
Dentist, doctor.
That And the best part about that is too, because if someone described it as a waiting room music, it is, and it's coming from the speakers in the ceiling. Yeah. The speakers are in the ceiling.
Yep. This is new. Brexton 4.5.
The new name. That's a new name?
Brexton. Yeah.
Brexton's a new
name. I like this.
New is name. He from Lincoln?
No. Texas.
Nope. No Texas. One. Got six people from Lincoln.
Now, Kennedy in Lincoln gives it an 8.8, though. Okay, that's 8.8.
Nice, Kennedy.
Let's see. Zero. Someone says no. Just zero.
No.
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 But then Tater says, this song gets a 10 because it just makes you smile.
Kind of does. Tater's right.
I agree.
The tot.
Yeah. Joe says, now I see why Jake was dancing. 8.
Yeah. God, that's fascinating. That's what you were doing.
And you drove by to see it.
Sanderson says,
creeping.
Strong lyrics. 3.5 from Sanderson on that one.
Sanderson, come on.
Sean in Omaha, 8.1. Triple H's dad, 8.5. Millard Mike in Colorado, 8. Kiffin in Columbus, 5.5. Kurt in Northern Kentucky, wow, 9.5 on that one.
9.5, Northern Kentucky. Real quick, in Northern Kentucky, I'm assuming you're going to be right there, butted up to Cincinnati. Is there still smoking in your restaurants and bars? I'd like to know.
Question.
That caught me then when I was there a while back. All of a sudden, it's like, oh, wow, you can smoke in these restaurants.
Nice.
Want to guess Jennifer and hubby score there at all?
Oh, yeah, high.
High. I think high. In the sevens.
Jennifer is a 7.2, but hubby is a 5 on that one.
Hubby's out. Kind of out.
He's out.
That one, yeah. YouTube real quick, then we move on. Genghis. Do we have a rating? Genghis did not give 5.5.
The okay. Corn.
East Lincoln West says 5. Meh on that one. Oh. Chris P, 4.3. Heyman.
Chris Peterson, the old head coach from Washington.
Yeah, he's listening, yeah.
Listening to the show.
Heyman, 5.7. Nails in Montana, 6.8. Robert, 7.95. Albert, 4. Jake, -4. That high key sucked. Not low key, but high key sucked. Song of the day was The Hustle by Van McCoy and the Soul City Symphony from 1975, which is
Soul City times. Symphony. I'd like to have been a part of that.
Do you remember that song, Fly Robin Fly?
Oh, yes. Absolutely. Who sang that?
It was the Silver Connection. And that similar song. In that, it only had, there's only, all it said was fly, Robin, fly up to the sky. That's all it was. It was 1975.
Simplified. Everyone simplified in 75.
It is time for the mailbag.
Jake is losing patience.
Here we go. The mailbag is always sponsored by our friends at Applied Connective Technologies, because the three words you don't want to hear in IT are what, Bill?
I've been hacked.
It won't happen with Applied Connective Technologies. Will's on his way to Denver to try to fix issues out there right now.
I talked to a lot of people from Albion yesterday over at the museum. That was fun. I asked them two things. I talked to each one about Applied Connect, and I also told each one to please check if there was any sort of still buzz about 1974 in my pump passing kick.
Was there?
Yeah, he was unaware at the time.
You have the trophy?
I brought the trophy
with
me.
What a moment in your life.
Mailbag. First question from Anthony in Sabetha, Kansas. Says, morning, guys. My wife and I have 4 kids. We move our oldest to college tomorrow. First one to leave the house. Do you guys have any advice as our family adjusts into not having the oldest child?
Save big during Labor Day at Lowe's. Get up to 40% off select major appliances. Plus, buy more to get up to an additional 20% off. Shop even more savings with 3 Stay Green 1-cubic-foot vegetable and flower garden soil bags for $10. This Labor Day, take care of your home for less at Lowe's. We help. You save. Valid through 9/3. Soil offer excludes Alaska and Hawaii. Selection varies by location. Select locations only. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Or sibling in the house.
Now, Steve, if we're addressing this, is he talking about more like the drop-off or how things are now in the house?
Yeah, things have changed because everyone's not all there anymore. The kid's going to college.
It's rough for both sides.
Because the heartstrings are being pulled today.
Keep the boy in mind, too, you know. I'd just keep him more in mind than myself.
Yeah, my biggest thing would be kind of status quo. Try not to make a big thing about it. Not a lot of conversation like tomorrow morning or Friday morning. Well, this is different, isn't it? What do we do? Oh, man.
I'm just going to stare at his bed.
Walk around just all droopy and just, you know, just playing sad songs.
I'm going to sleep in his bed tonight.
Don't do that.
No.
Just don't do that.
Don't do anything like that.
Take him to wherever he's going. Drop him off. Be very cordial about it. Move on. You don't have to be waving out the window from the dorm.
Don't linger. Yeah. Do not linger.
Do not linger.
Yeah, maybe you can wave.
No, don't linger.
Lingering makes the tears come.
No, yeah, just like, hey, all
just
right,
wave.
Let's get going. Get yourself going. And the same thing at home too. It's just saying, don't move his bed out into the living room. You know, like that. Don't do that.
Just low key it.
It's low key, like nothing. Just low key it.
Try to keep the emotion out of it. Try to keep the emotion out of most things.
Yeah. I play Casey and the Sunshine Band quite often. That's what I would do.
On a loop. All day long. Next up from Wyatt. Wyatt says, this is a football question. Which blown call was more egregious for Nebraska? 1982 versus Penn State called catch out of bounds, or 93 national championship with the phantom block in the back for a punt return touchdown. Which blown call was more?
I remember that block
egregious.
In the back.
I do like it was yesterday.
Really?
Oh yeah, Corey Dixon ran it back for a touchdown.
And what happened?
There's no block in the back. There is none. It's been reviewed 500 times. Guess where the flag was thrown? Florida State sideline.
Mm.
Yeah, interesting. Interesting. Well, I'd have to say it's easily. It's the block in the back because that's a national championship game. The other one probably cost Nebraska a national championship game, but that was about game two or three. That was non-conference at the time. So I don't know where that would have played out, but most likely cost him. And I would say this, that was one, if you reviewed it, it wasn't even close. It wasn't even close.
It wasn't.
And so
they're both egregious.
It was like, wow, that was you couldn't even imagine it.
But you're saying the Dixon return phantom block is more egregious.
He's the most likely probably wins you a national championship.
Jeez.
Yeah, no big deal.
No
big whoop.
Yeah.
God, that's disheartening to hear that.
Yes. Okay. I like that. It's nice.
Next up from Kelly says, good morning, guys. Football season is fast approaching. It's got me thinking about the loudest crowd pops this century in Nebraska football. Top five have to be the Black 41 flash reverse, the Crouch touchdown pass.
You were there.
I was. The Henry field goal against Colorado.
Ah,
Sue, the Sue pick six against Colorado. It's the same game.
Mm-hmm.
The Hail Mary versus Northwestern and the Hill pick six last year against Colorado. What are some other plays that have come to mind when the crowd just erupted due to an unexpected play that you can recall?
How about that when Riley caught that pass against Michigan
State?
That
was big.
Yeah.
2015.
Yeah, that one definitely comes to mind. Those are God, what else?
Sip would have covered so many more.
The five that Kelly wrote down are pretty
hard
pretty
to
good.
Beat. Yeah, those. Are
pretty incredible.
I don't even know where I'd go in terms of ranking those. The Westerkamp catch is the one that probably.
The Hail Mary.
Yeah.
To beat Northwestern.
Yeah, that was crazy. Yeah. But all that was, those were, I don't know, was the Tommy Hill interception last year?
That was on this top five there.
Right.
That was last season, yes.
How big a
boom. Oh, my God, that was so loud. That was incredibly loud that time. Incredibly loud. Pick six, making it 14 zip in that game.
Uh-huh. I'm in the press box, so I do not get the full effect. I do not get the full effect.
I'm going to throw out, this wouldn't be like a crazy one at all like that, but where the crowd was completely nuts, and let's get some love out to Adam Ickes when he blocked the field goal against Pitt.
Yeah,
that was the lose.
I remember
the game.
That.
You lost the game and he blocked the field goal, so it's the last play of the game.
That was
a loud turnover time.
Couple more options. Someone's seeing Roy Helu's first long run against Missouri when he had 307 that game.
That was loud.
Janovich's run against Wisconsin.
Oh, that one should be on there.
2015, which they lost the game, but
yeah, that one should be on there.
Tommy Armstrong's run against Oregon in 2016. That was loud, too. Helped win the game.
Janovich's is the one that one probably belongs on there for sure.
Yes. Let's see what else they have here. Michael.
God, those are good ones.
Michael,
good job.
Morning from Oklahoma. It's been a crazy few weeks, but there was a span of about 48 hours that were nuts between undisclosed issues with the house and an ER visit for little man. On that note, when is the last time that everything could go wrong? Did go wrong for you guys?
That's hard to.
It's tough.
Yeah, I'm trying to think real quick on that. Everything. Nothing. That, I mean, I don't have anything that's like overly news, like that's newsworthy or worth discussing. I'm trying to think of some sort of, you know, travel or something. I've been kind of lucky. It hasn't been anything crazy breaking down or.
I hope it stays that way.
We just look at each other like me and Laura, like what do we
What's
do now?
What's going on?
I don't even know where to go with this.
Michael, he made a big move from Hawaii to Oklahoma.
That's,
It's significant.
So now we're going to be getting text from Oklahoma.
Yes, no longer the 808 from Michael.
Is it the 808 on there now? Does he change phones?
No, it's just email. So I don't have.
I know this. The one thing you have to put in, you know, pretty quick context is just when you think that, like, what else can go wrong? It's like, hang on, you know, this is not the worst thing. There's a lot of other things going on that we can kind of get through.
100%.
All of a sudden, it's like, what?
I take that a little too far sometimes.
I do too. I do. I trust me. I think that. What else can go wrong?
No. What I've been criticized for is
the same
mitigating. Yeah. Like, no, Steve, this is a disaster. You're always like saying, oh, it's, you know, we're all right.
Yeah, yeah.
No, we're not.
We're not.
Not it's not all that. Right at all. So yeah. Quit saying. I've gotten criticized on two fronts by that.
Last one from John says, good morning. I inherited my mother's old Sunbeam toaster.
Nice.
It's a Sunbeam Radiant Toaster made in 1956 in Chicago. I hadn't used it until recently and was presently surprised it still makes perfect toast. Can you think of an appliance that you have that's almost 70 years old that still works?
No.
Don't have an appliance. Ask him real quick, does it also have the knob?
I got the picture of it.
The
right
knob
here.
That would do lighter and darker. Remember the knob that would also control the toast a little bit? There was a knob. When you turn it, the knob on the Sunbeam was 100. Huge. I was at my parents' last week, and I remember I asked them, I said, oh, wow, this is kind of crazy. Mom, is this a new cookie jar? And then, you know, I started laughing. Dad bought it for her for their anniversary in 1955.
Wow.
And it's the cookie jar they've used. It's still there. It's still there.
Where is it?
It's right by the sink. I mean, right by the refrigerator. It's been the same every single one. But Dad got it for her for an anniversary present. Went down to the Gamble store and got her a cookie jar.
Got the cookie jar.
Yeah. My parents, by the way, I'll bring up those for you a big time. August 21st, will be married 70 years.
Good God.
Wow.
They hit the 70.
Wait, August 21st, you said?
August 21st.
8 days away.
They got married young.
Yes, that you put it together, didn't you, Steve? There you go, yeah. No, it's their second marriage.
is the mailbag. Sponsored by Applied Connective Technologies.
Thank you, Will.
For all the questions today. Appreciate the questions from people. When we come back, an article from USA Today about Raiola and Holgorsen. What could it be in year two? Some stats to throw out there from next and early break in the ticket.